This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good Day Health. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from his perch at Lake Cardiology, his clinic in Mount Dora, Florida. Ken joins us every week at this time to go through the major developments in the educational aspect, I guess, of medicine. There's an educational aspect, and part of the education goes to the doctors, and then if the doctors are good, the part of information that they've gotten gets translated to you, their patients and clients. Ken's very good at that, so he helps to spread the word, if you will, about the things that are being studied, have been studied, how they impact you. So we have, I guess, as usual, we are still under the spell, if you will, of COVID. So, Ken, let's start with I'm confused. COVID patients may develop atrial fibrillation, or what I saw earlier was that atrial fibrillation could make you more vulnerable for cancer, for COVID.
Well, the story out this week is that about people who actually get hospitalized for COVID-19,
yep,
1 in 20 of these patients actually develop the heart rhythm disorder known as atrial fibrillation. As you mentioned, this is out of the medical journal Circulation, Arrhythmia and Electrophysiology. So this is just another example of how COVID-19 does affect the heart. Yes, this is in the most severe of COVID-19 patients, but it does seem to have effects outside the lungs.
So why would that be? As you are a scientist as well, you do research. What is there about COVID that would lead one to develop, fibrillation comes, you always describe it as your heart beats like a bag of worms. I think that's the direct quote. So what would there be in COVID that would contribute to having atrial AFib?
Well, this is not well known yet. It's just an observation. We can, if you like, speculate. COVID-19 causes enormous head-to-toe inflammation. It also, unlike most other infections, causes blood clotting head-to-toe. The atrial fibrillation is due to abnormalities in the conduction system of the heart. So it seems as though there are selective changes, abnormalities that are created in the conduction system, either through excess inflammation or through clotting that occur, and the net final result is atrial fibrillation.
Okay, that's a great explanation. See, this is the kind of attention you get if you go see Ken at Lake Cardiology, or if you have a connection on Zoom with him, because telemedicine is still very much a part. It's part of how America has changed, I guess, as far as that's concerned, how the world has changed. More and more people, although I'm now refusing to do Zoom meetings because they've gone beyond their useful state to being a convenience. And that may or may not be the right thing. If you're not handy to the Orlando area, maybe it would be easier for you to talk to Ken. So you can do that by calling 352-735-1400. The office number for Ken at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Whether it's cardiology or general medicine, Ken's got to take. Now, let's talk about long COVID and the risk, what it leads to in terms of psychological impact, not necessarily physical, Ken.
What we learned out of JAMA Psychiatry this week, Doug, is that people who are depressed, anxious, worried, stressed, or lonely, becoming infected with COVID-19 virus have an increased risk of developing long COVID symptoms. So you might begin to wonder why that occurs, and that's another observation this week. And it just seems as though the mental state of the patient does impair your immune system, and it seems as though people who have mental illness just don't fight this bug as well, and it's just another risk factor for getting long symptoms that last more than 3 months.
Let's clarify this as well. Long COVID increases the number of people who are depressed, or it's liable to make you depressed and anxious and lonely, or is it the depressed, anxious, lonely people are more likely to get COVID, or could it be both?
It's probably all of the above, what you just said, but the news this week is that people who have the mental symptoms, depression, anxiety, stressed or lonely, when they become infected with COVID-19, are more likely to get long COVID symptoms. But it seems to me, you were asking about whether you're at risk for getting COVID. There's evidence that having those mental issues puts you at increased risk of getting COVID-19 and even of getting severe COVID-19. So it's all intertwined. All of the possibilities that you asked about, I think, are true.
And now here's another one. If you're a man, and I'm guessing this may be for older men, but not all, it's not low testosterone count isn't limited to just older men. But why would they be at greater risk for COVID? Good heavens.
Well, this is an interesting observation out of the Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open, that men with low testosterone may be at greater risk for getting severe COVID-19. We know there are a lot of risk factors, diabetes, obesity, severe lung disease, immunosuppressed patients, but just add one more risk factor for getting the severe type, the type that gets you in the hospital, the type that kills you. And the observation this week is that men with low testosterone are in this group also. Why that is true, I don't think we yet know. It seems as though it has some effect on the immune system, which is not good. And then the problem is treating low testosterone, there's risk to that, getting prostate cancer, ill effects on the heart. So we want, in the world of COVID, it seems from this report, guys, to make sure that our testosterone levels are okay. But right now we usually treat low testosterone only when it causes symptoms, Doug, and this is going to perhaps make it more challenging to know who to treat in guys who have low testosterone.
There you go. Well, something else to think about or be concerned about with regard to COVID. Anyway, coming up in a moment, a discussion of the FDA's approval of DAXXIFY, the first one of these new things that I've been able to pronounce. DAXXIFY is a new anti-wrinkle drug. Ken will give us the story on that as we continue here on this week's edition of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus with a reminder about weight loss and how important it is to engage in weight loss, doing it the effective, simple, slow, and healthy way. The fast stuff is okay to get rid of the weight, but not good for your body. And that's where Calitrin comes in. If you have gone on some kind of a crash diet, or you've done something that's crazy, your body needs repair, and that's where Calitrin comes in. Not only is it great for healthy weight loss, but it's proven to be safe and helpful because of the components here. The things that are the main ingredients will help you not only lose the weight, but to keep it off. This is a time-tested thing. The ingredients have been through all kinds of rigmarole at the FDA, et cetera, et cetera. It helps rebuild lean muscle and repair tissue that will boost your body's metabolism naturally, and that helps keep the weight off. A lot of other side benefits as well. You can check it all out. Check weight management at Calitrin. You can go to Calitrin, Calotrin.com, but the info is all over. It'll just send you to toploss.com. So go there first, check it all out, decide with the, so many other people who have listened to this program over the last 5 or 6 years and said, okay, I'm going to try this. And so they do. Go to toploss.com to order and use the Doug code when you check out. You have to pay for shipping and you get access to these unlimited buys. Buy three and get three free. Buy 30, get 30 free. Help yourself, your family, friends. The whole deal is there. Very easy to use. Calitrin, natural weight loss and support for your weight loss at toploss.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Back now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So Botox, the now it's been used for years and years and years. Now there's a new competitor for it.
Yeah, this is news from the FDA this week, Doug. People wanting to keep wrinkles away, they'll soon have a new option. Daxxify, that's the name of the drug. It's made by Revance Therapeutics. They're out of Nashville, Tennessee. This is injected into the face along the worry lines. The news is it lasts longer than Botox, with about 80% of users, Doug, seeing no or mild facial lines at 4 months after injection. For half of users, treatment lasted 6 months. So, reminder, Botox requires injections every 3 months. So this really may be an improvement.
Would you ever use either of these for whatever? Botox is supposed to be good for other things other than getting rid of wrinkles, right? Is this Daxxify that too? I've forgotten what the stuff is for, but I know it's supposed to be better.
They both work the same way. They're in the same class, and it's just that Daxxify lasts longer.
All right. So Daxxify is the name to remember. All right, coming up in a few moments, the fact that breast implants are perhaps a problem when it comes to cancers. You thought that it was, well, we'll find out. We'll sort of straighten out what the correct imagery is in just a moment. Here as we continue on this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with the further focus on Botox. I think I was asking whether Botox and Daxxify could both be used for the same things other than to treat wrinkles, because I know there have been a number of things, Ken, but I can't remember all of them. You got a list of what Botox is used for?
Exactly. We can discuss some of the other uses besides reducing the appearance of facial wrinkles, Doug. It can be used for things like neck spasms, cervical dystonia, which maybe you know a little something about.
Mm-hmm.
It can be used for excessive sweating, an overactive bladder, and lazy eye. Also, it's been used to prevent chronic migraines. So it really is used for things outside of wrinkles. Some people actually use it in a variety of conditions in the feet and the lower extremities, such as overactive sweating, tight feet muscles. So it really has some surprising extra uses besides what we usually think about.
Yeah. All right, so that's interesting, yeah. I've always thought of Botox as being negative. What I remember hearing about it first was that it really wasn't good for you. It was great for vanity purposes, but and then as time progresses, is this like a lot of other things, you find an extra use for something? There's a development of a drug for a specific use, and then during testing or usage, it's found that it's good for other things. That happens quite a bit, doesn't it?
Exactly. Very common. Very common. There's an example in heart failure of a blood sugar, a diabetes drug, and there's a whole new use of this family, new family of diabetes drugs that's dramatically helping heart failure patients. So it happens often in medicine.
Yeah. And it is it's something, yeah, to behold, in manner of speaking. I think that's where I have the greatest respect for people who look beyond. And it isn't, well, it's science. We always refer to Edison. It took him 1,000 light bulbs before he got one that worked, right? He tried 1,000 times to get a light bulb to work. And so it's, and I wonder if it is the same sort of, what I think the same sort of stick-to-itiveness is there, but what's in it? Do you think that money drives sometimes these continuing experiments, or is it the thrill of finding something that's new, or maybe a little of both?
I think what happens is that it's given to the people that it's indicated for, but just some very astute, observant physicians or healthcare workers note that it's having these other benefits, and then clever doctors start experimenting, doing research in that area, and confirm the observations, and that's how it happens. Botox is no different. There are some non-FDA approved uses that you see it used for, things like depression, premature ejaculation,
yeah,
abnormal heartbeats, and these are areas where it's being investigated. Also severely cold hands, cleft lip scars in babies, painful sex. These are all areas where it's being investigated, sometimes being used, but not yet FDA approved.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't keep people away from it. Do you think people really pay that much attention to FDA approvals anymore? Really?
Well, you know, you're talking about label versus off-label. It depends on the doctor. It depends on the drug. But if it's not FDA approved for a specific use, the doctor better have some good research behind him or her to use it, or, you know, you can get yourself into some trouble.
Into trouble. Okay, up next, walking, and what that does for you as we continue another half hour this week with Dr. Ken, so stay tuned.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is improving slightly. The University of Michigan's early reading for September edged up another point after hitting its all-time low in June. The one-year economic outlook continued its rise from extremely low readings earlier in the summer, but the gains were offset by modest declines in the long-term outlook. The survey noted a high level of consumer uncertainty over inflation, despite the recent drop in energy prices. Elon Musk is accusing Twitter of fraud after he alleges it concealed serious flaws in the social media company's data security. Musk saying this should allow him to end his $44 billion deal to purchase a social media company. One of the most iconic landmarks in California is getting an upgrade. Starting Monday, crews will be painting the Hollywood sign in Los Angeles. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Dr. Ken Kronos, I'm Doug Steffen. It's now 34 after the hour. Our weekend visit with Dr. Ken, well, he appears on some stations during the week, some stations on the weekend. He's always there at gooddayhealthshow.com, where you can also get the podcast of our conversations. That is the essence, the really hot stuff, the juicy stuff. And so, as a matter of fact, I'm just looking at the most recent podcast info, covering, as usual, a number of topics. The Moderna suit against Pfizer. I wonder how that'll take years probably to straighten out. We talk about statins, using them without a doctor's advice. Probably not a great idea. Also, the Apple Watch, we discuss how it detects a tumor. Menopause, menstrual cycles, and that sort of stuff. Why feeding, breastfeeding in mothers is beneficial to a lot of health issues. So remember, all the Good Day Health podcasts are free. They're at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple or iHeart, it's all there. Okay, now, walking. The Fitbit, you and I have talked about this a number of times, how I was astonished the first time you gave me that watch and I looked at how many steps I took. I had no idea. So now there's some news about keeping track of the walks that you have and how many steps it takes to reduce things like dementia. And I suppose maybe the way, you know, the intuitive way of looking at this is, okay, you walk more, your blood circulates more, and that's good for your head. Is it that simple?
Well, there's some great news this week out of JAMA Neurology, because I don't think there's one thing in medicine that concerns or scares people more, and right, that is becoming demented, getting through dementia or having a stroke. And, you know, it's like, give me anything but this. And to have something that we can all do to dramatically lower our risk of getting dementia is really a blessing. And this comes out of JAMA Neurology this week. What these investigators discovered is that walking between 3,800 steps and 9,800 steps a day. I don't know why they didn't just come up with 4,000 to 10,000, which is a lot easier to remember. But between 3,800 and 9,800 steps per day does reduce the risk of dementia. It seems like you get the most benefit at 9,800 steps per day, and you begin to get some benefit at 3,800 steps per day.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's take another step, if you'll pardon the pun, and what happens, according to another study of walking, if you're going through the parks and walking out in nature, in a forest or something, what does that do for you?
So many people have problems finding some way to lower the mental stress in their life. As a preventive cardiologist, this is something that I stress that people try to do, because we know that mental stress, excessive mental stress in our lives, is as bad as smoking cigarettes on the heart. And when you talk to people, often it's a challenge to find a way to lower the stress. Here's a report this week out of Molecular Psychiatry that a one-hour walk through nature lowers your mental stress level. And what they discovered was that a one-hour walk through city streets does not. So it does matter in terms of getting the effect on lowering mental stress where you walk. So if possible, if you can go walk in nature for 1 hour, you're going to do dramatic benefits to your mental stress level.
All right, so while we're in the smartwatch department, I see the story of an Apple smartwatch saving a man's life because it alerted him that his heart was beating slowly, and this, apparently his heart stopped 138 times. How the heck, in 2 days, how the heck does somebody survive? This guy's 54 years old. The watch reading showed him that he had a resting heart rate is of 30 beats per minute. Again, how do you survive for 2 days with either no heartbeat or such a low heartbeat? This is an amazing miracle, isn't it?
Well, it depends on the heart. You know, we're all born with a spark, and mm-hmm. that spark in our heart, which starts the heart, our spark plug can wear out, like a battery wears out, like a spark plug wears out, and therefore, our heart rate can naturally lower as we get older. It doesn't have to be because our thyroid's becoming inactive. And depending on the strength of your heart, how vigorously it contracts with each beat, one tolerates this better. I have some Marines in my practice. They function normally in the 30s. You have a
really? How do they train themselves?
They're so athletic and their hearts are so strong, they just don't have to pump as many times per minute to get the cardiac output that the rest of us need to do to be pumping.
And the heart automatically detects that? Is the heart that amazing that it automatically detects that sort of thing? Wow.
Yeah, there are good sensors throughout the body that detect cardiac output, blood pressure also, and it can regulate the heart rate to tell me, don't give me so many beats per minute because I'm getting plenty of output. Or just the opposite, I'm not getting enough output. It'll increase your heart rate to the best of its ability. But sometimes the heart, just for many reasons, cannot beat any faster. And when the heart rate starts diminishing to such low rates where the cardiac output is inadequate, people get lightheaded, dizzy, fatigue, and in the end stage, they'll pass out. And this is where we put a pacemaker in, give you a new spark.
Yeah, that's what happened. This guy had a pacemaker put in. It also turned out he's walking around with a third-degree heart blockage and was at risk of having sudden cardiac death. And yet he probably wasn't seeing a doctor or a cardiologist regularly, or they would have caught this, right? Wouldn't this have been easily
exactly
caught by, yeah. All right. So anyway, that's the story of this guy surviving in a situation. I wonder out loud, because when you and I are together every year for my checkup, you give me a CAT scan, which kind of show you do imaging, you do the ultrasound and all that other stuff, and we've used a CAT scan. And I wondered whether the CAT scan can tell you this. I was just reading something about CAT scans and lungs. And I remember that you saw a little something in my lung, a little, what was it? You gave me something for it. It was kind of a little, what was it? I'm going to ask them, I can speculate on it. When you, it was some kind of an infection, is that what there was? Do you remember?
I think you just had what we call alveolitis.
Uh-huh.
And so just a little bit of a lung infection in the lungs, and we cleared that up.
Yeah. The CAT scan is supposedly of the lung, a great way to catch cancer earlier. So how often should you have a CAT scan?
It depends on the individual. Everybody doesn't need a CAT scan, but if you have a history of smoking significantly, there are now protocols depending on how much you smoked, when you stopped, and how old you are. Getting a low intensity yearly CAT scan now is a very excellent way for former smokers to, or even active smokers to determine whether they're having cancer or not. So fortunately, we do now have protocols for screening people who are at risk for lung cancer due to their smoking history.
Yep. All right. So next up is a focus on organ transplants. A lot of this is going on now, and it's very beneficial. So let's talk about that as we continue here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen with the air purifier of the century. This is called a Thunderstorm, the new air purifier. Actually, it's not new. The company's been around since 2005, and they've come to the point of expanding in Canton, Ohio, where the factory is. Most people who have been working at this factory have been there for years and years and years. It's a great American name, Eden Pure, and they have a great purifier that will fix without filters, any of that stuff, get rid of odors and bacteria, viruses. It doesn't even need to be on the floor. You plug it into the wall. It's nearly silent. And I have been using this in the kitchen because I tend to overcook fish and it smells. Daisy's in there too, and some of the hair and stuff, you know, gets into the fiber of the rugs and into the fiber of the couch. So that's what this is good for. It's very compact. It's great for traveling. So you have a smelly hotel room, use this in the hotel room. Want to order one? Now I've intrigued you, right? Find out more about it by going to EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code Doug3 and you'll get these thunderstorms, three of them, at half price. Save $200. And also shipping is free with the Doug3 code. Get the Eden Pure. Purify the air in your environment. Pretty easy, safe, and inexpensive. Use the code Doug3 at EdenPureDeals.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. So, we have recorded our 1,000,000th organ transplant. Are you surprised the number isn't higher? I guess I was thinking maybe it might be higher, but it's good. And I guess other than knowing how they're used, we need to remind people about what they can do if they have in their head that they want their organs upon their passing to be used for helping other people, right? This is a big thing.
Well, how long do you think doctors have been doing organ transplants for? Put a number on it. How many years?
I don't know. It seems like I go back to Christian Barnard and think about that.
How many years ago was the first organ transplant?
20, maybe 25, yes. Right? Is that about right?
Doctors did the first organ transplant 68 years ago. It was in between twins. An identical twin donated their kidney, and it was successful. And since then, last week we recorded the 1,000,000th organ transplant.
1,000,000. So what kind of an organ was it?
They didn't, you know, because the hip is, not everybody's as open with their history as you are. It's wonderful the way you are, but they did not reveal the person or the procedure, only the fact that it was the 1,000,000th. And there are very good networks for keeping track of these things, especially in the organ transplant world.
Yeah. Well, the most heart transplants, what's the most difficult organ transplant to do, would you say?
What is the most? Boy, that's a great question. Probably a combined lung and heart. We now have facial transplants. Those are very challenging.
Wow. How in the world would that happen?
Woo.
Huh? Good God.
With a lot of expertise.
I know, but I've seen, there was a story about if somebody had burns all over their face.
Yeah.
Did they have a transplant from somebody else? Did they take the face off of somebody who was dead?
That's correct. Probably, in the last couple of years, that's been done. And that is probably, right now, as challenging as it gets. Heart and
I would think, though, that would be
also very challenging.
I mean, this reminds me of a spy movie or something where the bad guy wanted to, right, change his identity. So he knocks somebody off, and they take the face and put it on the bad guy.
Don't get any ideas.
All right. Calm down. It's up. Time for us to get to questions for Dr. Ken. That's up next here on Good Day Health.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Three past the hour now, time for questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I always like to remind the folks listening who are intrigued by Ken and his personal manner and his knowledge, if you'd like to get a hold of him, easy to do. Dial up the office, 352-735-1400. So here's a question about a 13-year-old boy who died of severe asthma. And the parents and what they're doing about it. He had a severe asthmatic attack, and the parents are trying to encourage other parents to listen to their instincts. I thought that was kind of interesting when you get right down to it. 13-year-old boy died a few weeks ago in Wisconsin. He'd been diagnosed with asthma at the age of 2, and the seasonal changes made past tense because he's not with us any longer, his condition worse. He managed it, though, or the folks managed it by getting an inhaler, nebulizer, all of that sort of thing. But, you know, when you get right down to it, we have a lot of stuff in the air. Parents are concerned about what we breathe. And there are those who say you should wear a mask all the time to keep this stuff out. So what's your read on asthma, the seasons, and masking to prevent it?
You know, I think you have to give individualized advice. There's not one size fits all in this kind of thing. This is where you need, as a youngster, having a pediatric pulmonologist. This is a doctor who specializes in asthma in children, and they're out there because, unfortunately, this is a common problem. And this is where you have to individualize the therapy and make sure there's good compliance, that the patient adheres to the therapy, because it is a challenge in that age group getting the kids to adhere to what's the best medical advice is.
Well, I guess, yeah, but the parent, you know, the problem is if too many parents wash their hands of their child's well-being. I think I see a lot of that these days. And then there are the other helicopter parents who pay too much attention to their children. So I guess the happy medium here. But if you know that your son or your daughter's got something like this, you're going to be all over it. right? I mean, that's really, and
we
I know.
Hope,
I've
and hopefully, just hopefully you do hit the right balance, because if you're over it too much, you know, that has ill effects also. But you want to have the right balance, and you want to have the right doctor who's a good match with your child.
Right. This woman said she noticed that the attacks were abnormal, told the doctor, but he just brushed off their concern. He said, you know, if it keeps getting worse, then maybe I'll give you an inhaler. But the doctor said when he looked at his lungs, they were clear. I feel comfortable sending him home. And before you know it, this kid's dead. So doctors are not infallible.
You know, here's the warning, you know, mom and dad, or even a patient. You know, if your gut tells you that you're not getting the right advice, you know, fortunately, you can often go and get another opinion and go somewhere else. And that's what you need to do. Follow your instincts. They're often right.
Yep, that's very good. Doesn't sound like good medical advice, but it is good advice. All right, next up, the fact that hydrogel, something that I guess is made out of hydrogen, outperforms cartilage. The question comes on whether the knee operation, you know, there's so many people in my circle of friends my age getting knees replaced. They say that it's longer or harder to recover from than having a hip replaced. So there's a study out of Duke University, your alma mater, about this water-based gel that's designed to replace worn-out cartilage in knee joints. And so one wonders about cartilage and whether you can make stuff up. The Duke team took a thin sheet of cellulose fibers and infused them with polymer, this polyvinyl alcohol, to basically eliminate the need for an operation. But what do you hear about these operations? I hear stay away from them unless you absolutely have to have them.
Well, I think this is research that's ongoing. If it's going on at Duke, it must be good research. I'm saying tongue-in-cheek, being a former
right.
intern and medical resident there, and they are at the cutting edge. But what they're looking at is this product that seems to outperform cartilage and could be in the human knee. They are hoping in next year, in 2023. So I think they're giving you some reports
hope.
Of some preliminary work and some real hope. So let's stay on this. Let's watch it. And I think there might be some good news next year.
Especially for those young people who are involved in sports injuries, that kind of stuff. It would seem to me
right.
this would be a good breakthrough
this
there.
This is apparently a product developed by the Duke orthopedic team for athletes in 2020, and they seem to be getting some very good results out of it.
Yep. All right, good questions, good answers. Dr. Ken Kronos here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.